Independent candidate Kaisha Preston has been a youth advocate. She's also worked with foster families and those on the autism spectrum. She's also a domestic violence survivor, wrote a related bill that is now law, and spoke about her story at a U.S. Congress briefing.
And that whole experience just really showed me how important it is that we have people in positions of leadership who are not only educated on things because they've studied about them and read about them in books, but people who have lived experience. So that was kind of what led to my decision to run.
Preston says community safety is a big concern. Caller's Virginia Magazine publisher Robert Jeffrey Jr. is one of three Democrats running for the three seats up for grabs.
My mother was a former president of the NAACP in Roanoke, and my father was a pastor at Pilgrim Baptist Church in Roanoke. So in my family, I understood the meaning of service, giving back to the community.
Democrat Trish White Boyd is the only incumbent running for one of those three seats. Her first priority, containing the coronavirus.
The seat has to take some responsibility in that, and I think that they have, making sure that we contain the spread of this virus so that the kids can get back in school and the businesses can recover.
This would be White Boyd's first full term. She was appointed to fill John Garland's unexpired term. Maynard Keller is one of two candidates for Roanoke City Council running with Republican Party backing. He's a former teacher and is now a financial planner.
I've talked to hundreds of residents over the past few months. People are concerned about their safety. People are concerned about shootings. They're concerned about gangs. I think most importantly, we as city council need to listen to the citizens of Roanoke.
Keller also says the tax burden and excessive regulations are hurting small business growth in Roanoke City. Fellow Republican candidate Peg McGuire is known for her years in marketing at the Virginia Museum of Transportation. She advocates for an elected school board, not appointed like now, and a city council elected on a ward system representing and living in the specific quadrants of Roanoke.
We have a high poverty rate. Don't you think that the parents of those children should have a say on who sits on their school board? And the argument is that, well, people don't really vote or care about who sits on the school board, but you're giving them the option. The same thing with the going to the ward system instead of at large. Entire neighborhoods are left out of the decision process.
Libertarian Cesar Alberto, who said he contracted COVID-19 campaigning door-to-door, also says he's not the typical Republican establishment candidate in this city council race.
If you want true change, I'm your guy. I'm 23 years old. I'm not planning on staying here like Best Pitch, Bowers, or Lee. I'm going in for 4 years, and you probably won't see me again after those 4 years if I can get what I want to get done.
The third Democrat on that party's ticket is Peter Volleson, an economic planner who actually made a run for Congress previously.
The big reason that I'm running for office is to reduce the poverty rate here in Roanoke. Now, that's a pretty vague thing because there's a lot of different things that go into poverty. In fact, we call it the multidimensionality of poverty. The first focus needs to be on COVID-19. How do we get through the current crisis? Make sure that we have a healthy community.
I'm Gene Moreno in the WFIR newsroom. We're spotlighting the Roanoke City Council candidates for three seats that are up for grabs next Tuesday. All but Kaisha Preston appeared on a Roanoke Regional Chamber of Commerce virtual forum last week. The last of the eight candidates running for those three seats on Roanoke City Council is independent Stephanie Moon, a longtime city employee who wound up as the clerk for city council.
A reflection of dedication and commitment to excellence. I will strive to work with the council and city administration to offer the citizens of Roanoke a safe place to live, work, learn, play, and prosper. I promise to always work on your behalf and strive to do a better job representing the citizens every day.
Moon says fixing blighted inner city neighborhoods is a major issue for her. There are the eight candidates for three seats on Roanoke City Council. They are, again, Democrat Robert Jeffrey Jr., who came close 2 years ago in a previous election.
As a councilman, we need to focus on the vocational and job training opportunities that we have existing in our community.
Democrat Peter Volleson.
I'm somebody that's passionate about Roanoke. I grew up here. I went away and I said, you know what? There's no place like home. I want to see Roanoke be the best that it can be.
And incumbent Democrat Trish White Boyd.
I think we are doing some of the right things here in Roanoke. I have been on council for almost 2 years, and I think my record is proven.
Republican Peg McGuire.
We need a safe city. We need an educated city. We need to get back to work, getting out of the way and letting the magic happen.
And fellow GOP hopeful Maynard Keller.
Back on September 9th, I signed a pledge to back the blue, that we would stand with our men and women in uniform. We need to do that.
Libertarian Cesar Alberto with an issue he'd like to see on the city council's next legislative agenda.
Ending of the taxation of those that make less than 150% of the poverty line, which is about $17,000 a year.
Independent candidate Kaisha Preston.
We're potentially truly on the brink of a homelessness crisis, so we need to make sure that we have affordable places for people to live. We need to make sure that people have jobs.
And finally, independent Stephanie Moon.
We as a city are going to have to look back at neighborhood services. I believe we have dumbed them down and not lifted them up.
The last day to vote in Roanoke for the city council election is next Tuesday, November 3rd.